questions with more uncomfortable answers. It's Sacramento's home of Would You Rather with the Wake Up Call.
All right, it's Would You Rather time. So we've accepted your Would You Rather questions by you texting them in to 73389. And you also told us exactly who you want to answer. And we're going to kick it all off with producer Jacob. What is your Would You Rather?
This one's weird. Would you rather be spanked or have your hair pulled? I'm imagining.
Just generally?
Just random?
You know what? It doesn't specify during sex.
I like this.
Yeah, just generally.
Yeah, generally. Oh, I expected it had to do with fighting.
Okay.
So in a fight, I think it would be very, very embarrassing to have somebody bend me over their leg,
yes,
like a 2-year-old,
yeah,
and start spanking me.
That's a great point.
Yeah, so I can't live with that. So I'm going to go with hair pulling, of course.
Okay, what about this? What if, as a form of discipline, you've been bad? You're a bad boy.
Well, in that case, then I will take the spanking.
Okay. Because hair pulling does seem...
It seems very, I live in a 1910 orphanage.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's like what happens when you see like really ratchet fights on YouTube,
yes,
that happen in like a McDonald's.
And then all of a sudden a big chunk comes off in your hand,
yes,
which freaked me out until I learned what a weave was. I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Now, okay, let's make it sexy.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Spanking or hair pulling?
If it had to come to a punishment, I do spanking. If it had to be something sexy, I would also do spanking.
Okay.
If it had to do fighting, I would do hair pulling.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
You're a hair pull fighter.
I like that. What are you?
I'm go straight to the face.
Claw your eyes out. All right, Katie, it's Would You Rather on the Wake Up Call.
Would you rather be funny but really stupid or boring but really smart?
We know the answer.
So this is why this is difficult, because I am a funny person, but I'm also not a very smart person. And being not very smart feels terrible. Feels really, really bad. And it affects a lot of different parts of your life, and people do talk down to you. And to be boring. I think I would take boring and really smart.
What?
Here's the other reason. If I'm really smart, I can pass that on to my kids.
That's true. You can also pass funny on to your kids, too,
yeah,
though.
But, I mean, it's really hard to pay your bills with funny.
I have a philosophy that you can't be funny and stupid. That you have to be smart in order to be funny. That being said, we are traveling toward a world where being stupid pays off in spades. And, like, you can still make a real good living as a stupid person. Just hop on YouTube. Become a YouTuber. You know, or something like that. They're dumb as rocks. Look at Jake Paul. He gets punched in the head now for millions of dollars.
I mean, to me, that seems pretty smart.
All right, it's Would You Rather. Kevin?
Mine is, would you rather have a bell go off every time you're horny or never get horny?
Oh, my God.
This is exciting.
This is a great question.
I love sounds and I love the attention. So,
not what I thought you were going to say.
I know, but whenever, see, it happens so often, so the bell would ring a lot.
Wait,
if I picked that.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Whatever you mean.
Hold on.
Okay, hold the bell.
Did you just say you get turned on?
Yeah. A lot.
Oh, God.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So if you're saying you're getting aroused all the time, what's sparking this?
Is it
just randomness? I don't know. It just happens.
So you're choosing, which one are you choosing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got so sidetracked. I would have a bell. Bring the attention to me, ladies. Line up just like a dinner bell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Or it's a warning and everybody would run away.
Wow.
All right, last one. It's Would You Rather on the Wake Up Call. Mine is, would you rather have sex every day of the week, no matter what, or just once a month? First of all, I'm going to say just once a month. That is my life right now. Ooh. But if given the choice between having sex once a month, which is where I'm at now, or every single day, no matter what, that sounds exhausting. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I guess I would keep my status quo. I can't do it every day.
You couldn't have sex every day?
No matter what. No matter what. I could, but I want it to be my choice. There are probably some days where my back hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sick. I don't want to have sex on those days.
God, my husband would love to do it every day.
But there are times, though, where I just don't feel mentally or physically up to it.
Imagine after a car accident or something where you get hurt really bad, and then your wife goes, okay, Gavin, we got to do this.
Right. It's our would-you-rather duty. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I would have sex once a month.
I mean, you're having sex once a month now, and you're surviving.
Are we calling this surviving?
Well, you're upright.
I'm alive.
There you go.
Yesterday we...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.